fuck.
You think this is the best Christmas song ever made?
God, there can't be a better Christmas song.
This.
I don't want Christmas.
Turn that gay shit off.
It's not gay.
It's
You're gay. She banged Eminem.
Yeah,
you're the gay one.
You want to hear the best Christmas song ever?
That's I already heard it. It's this one.
No. Time out. This is the best Christmas song.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this.
Real fucking funny.
Shake your body, don't stop.
You're gonna compare that to Mariah.
Do it. Do it.
It's not Christmas at all.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
You have sex on Christmas.
I've never had sex in my life.
Suck this pussy just like you should. My neck. My back.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Episode 43 popping off right now. A couple jokes.
Merry
podcast.
Christmas, everybody.
It's Christmas Eve.
Jesus Christ.
Hope there's no kids in the car. You're listening to that. That's the first thing there. No, pop your pussy like this.
So
kids got to know how to do it.
Yeah, 8 years old.
A lot of people don't stimulate the top. People fuck up. They don't do that to them. They don't even touch the clit. It's weird.
Whoa, what's a clit?
It's like a dick for a woman.
Oh Jesus. Okay. All right. We're gonna get things moving on. We got to be clean here. Christmas spirit. We actually. we have a lot of good things that we're doing. We never have done this before. We are on episode 43, right? Yeah. The last one's 42. Okay,
there you
cool.
go. Yeah, look at you adding shit up.
And we got each other gifts.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know mine. You don't know yours. And
thanks for clarifying how gifts work.
Yep. Well, we were going to say, you want to just get us something that we each know? So let's do our Christmas exchange right now.
Yep.
And, get out of the bag.
Yep, to just show you how little I care about you.
What'd you get me?
I spent $5 on a scratch-off.
Oh, dude, you got me a scratch-off.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, dude.
He's rubbing it on the mic as if it makes a noise.
Good luck. I got a $5 Gold Rush scratch-off where I could win $1 million. Okay. Yeah, all right. I got yours right here. And yeah, been out of the bag.
At least. You're a fucking cunt.
Take what?
Jesus Christ.
What? What is it? Tell the viewers what it is.
It's a McDouble. Listeners. It's a fucking McDouble.
I got you a McDouble.
Eat the cheeseburger. I'll eat it later. Like on the
It's a fucking gift.
You're a fucking idiot.
It's a gift.
It's a bullshit gift.
All right.
You actually like I do like cheeseburgers.
Yeah, that's true. I could have gotten something better.
Yeah, I know. You'd be a fucking McDouble?
McDouble?
You should have spent $5. Get me like a Big Mac. Get me like a real burger.
Well, it was like
a $5 like quarter
pounder. I got you a
give me a weak ass McDouble, which are good.
I got you a McFlurry and I had that on the way here. I was like, he doesn't need this.
So
I ate that.
So you ate half my gift. It's like if I scratched off half of your scratch off.
I could still win.
You would lose your fucking mind.
I could still win. Anyways, so quick shout out to the sponsors. Sponsors.
The Spancers.
Funny. You could just say sponsors.
Oh, you want me to do the plug?
Yeah,
like
real quick.
A fucking adult.
Clutch Charger.
All right,
shout them out.
I thought you wanted to do it. I'm going to do it and you start doing it.
You got the one sponsor.
Yeah, I got both of them for us, you fuck. Clutch, the portable, world's thinnest portable charger.
Yep.
Check them out at clutchcharger.com. Go buy them.
Uh-huh.
And Raise Energy by Rep Sports.
Yes.
Yeah, that shit is incredible.
Drink.
It's awesome.
It's really good energy drink.
Use it for working out or
and,
just for any type of energy.
Yes, energy you need to do this.
It does have aminos, so it can help. Give you a lot of energy to really fuck.
Asshole and my... Oh, sorry about that. Episode 43, getting off the chains right now.
That's actually funny. Give you some energy to do this.
Yeah.
That's funny.
All right, sorry. Christmas Eve. Holy shit. Tuesday, the fat fuck man comes tonight. Santa Claus, man.
Yeah, man.
I know we've been talking a lot lately because it's the month of December, so we're in like that Christmas spirit slash vibe. So...
I'm in the...
You're in the eating mood.
Christmas vibe. I'm eating my Christmas gift.
That's true. It's good. Anyways, you're getting diabetes.
Nice, dude.
Soon. So last Wednesday, I had a roast at the Orlando Improv. For people that don't know, a roast is you get in character and you roast somebody significant. So Santa Claus was like the main guest of honor, and I dressed up as the Grinch.
Who else was on the dais?
We had the Grinch, we had Frosty the Snowman, we had the Ghost of Christmas Past, we have Krampus, I don't even know who Krampus is, we had Scrooge, we had Ken Miller was dressed as a Christmas tree. Ken Miller is a very funny black comedian, so we said some pretty racist jokes to him, and it was funny, man, it was really good. It's a roast, so we could say that on the podcast. Like, if he was not in, he was dressed as a giant Christmas tree, and people went in on him, bro. So yeah, I asked
Jesus Christ.
I asked the Christmas tree one time. I was like, "Hey, Christmas tree, can you swim?" And it was, yeah. So, and that got a huge,
so fucking stupid,
in a sold out show, pretty much of like over 200 people. And I was like, man, I don't know how this is gonna go, but they knew it was a roast, it's jokes, and it fucking killed.
Yeah, and the Grinch is probably racist, right?
The Grinch is very racist. So we have that photo I posted of me on Cup of Jokes official Instagram, Cup of Jokes official, if you want to check it out. Mary, my girlfriend, lovely girlfriend, she painted my face and it looked fucking great. It looked good. And where were you that night? You were supposed to be on the roast. What were you busy doing?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, you're on a comedy competition. Oh, how'd you do?
How'd the roast go? The roast was good.
The roast was really good, but I want to know how the comedy competition went.
It didn't go too fucking well. None of the people from Orlando placed.
Oh, Jesus.
It wasn't fun. Mm. The person that won first place crushed it.
Mm-hmm.
The other two, nah, so much.
Jesus. Well, yep. Hey.
It's a bringer show, baby.
Should have just done the roast, bro. Should have just done the roast.
I should have, honestly. I would have had way more fun.
You would have got $40.
I could have been Tooth Fairy.
I almost
what?
Okay, George opens the set. You're probably gonna have to bleep this, but they're gonna know what we said. But he opened the set and he goes, "Hey, what's up? I'm the Tooth." So all right, 6:30.
Did that kill?
It actually, that's the best laugh he got, was when he said that, and then he just went down. Big Biker George is a comedian in Orlando, Florida. He looks like a gang member in the Hell's Angels, and he dressed up as an actual Tooth Fairy at the Orlando Improv and bombed so bad. His jokes were awful. He was awful. He's not going to hear this.
Yeah, he is. He listens.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, George is actually really cool.
He's really cool, but he just bombed as a character. He's a funny guy, a comedian. He just bombed as a Tooth Fairy. Simple as that. George, don't kill me.
George, I'm on your side here. We'll beat the shit out of Joe and sit on him together.
Ah, fuck. Yeah, and man, it was great. Great roast. Got many pictures. I wanted to get a hand job that night from my girlfriend, but I was still in the Grinch character, and she's like, "I'm not doing it." I was like, "Why? Your face is green." I was like, "Ah, it doesn't mean I'm gonna come green, but doesn't, you know what I mean?"
It's really not funny.
I know. Sorry.
Look at you being creative.
Anyways, and then some good shows we've been doing. Were me and Jake Rica. If you're just tuning in, it could be your first episode. You're tuning in. Me and Jake Rica are comedians in Orlando, Florida. We've been doing it 2 years. We got a lot of years to go before we're good. And we bomb occasionally. We have good sets. We jerk off here and there.
When's your next show coming up? Don't you got like some New Year's
show? Yeah, I got a New Year's show with Dean Napolitano. It's going to be cool. He's a cool man.
That is going to be fun.
He's going to be fun. Yeah. So any shows for you?
Yeah, I'm going to be in South Florida.
You're going to South Florida? What the?
Carmella Coffee. It's a
couple of days from now.
It's a show in, I believe, is it Parkland? In Parkland.
Oh, okay, cool.
South Florida.
Nice,
Parkland,
dude.
Parkland was famous. They had that unfortunate shooting. That's why everyone, Parkland blew up on the news.
Yep.
It's like, isn't that fucked up? Like, their most famous thing is that?
I know, it sucks, dude.
Right? Am I right about that?
Or you're right.
Sucks. Right. That's probably their most famous thing. Fuck, well, I'm doing comedy there.
Well, I mean, kill it for them. Kill it for
the school, but
kill it for the ghosts of them. You know?
Jesus Christ.
What, dude?
See, that's just no need.
Let me lighten up the mood and get everybody in a better mood.
Okay.
Episode 43, getting off the wall here.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm doing. If you're in South Florida,
yeah, it's a good show, bro.
Shoot us a message on a couple of jokes.
We're going to Chicago in 30 days.
Tickets to it. All right, Chicago.
30 days.
Are you sure it's 30 days?
It's what's today? 22nd.
22nd.
Holy shit! It's Happy Hanukkah. Happy 32 Hanukkah.
32 days. Dude.
32 days. Whatever. Same thing.
No, it's
Happy
not.
Hanukkah to all the Jews out there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah to Josh Silvers. He's a fucking Jew. all these Jews we got. Mitch Silvers is a Jew. How many more Jews? Patrick Logan's a Jew. All these Jews. We know three Jews.
Yeah, I'm from Boca, dude.
That's a very Jew
Jews.
Area, but you're not a Jew. Yeah, thank God. They're so Jewy. Fruit Jews. Remember Jews. That candy? And man, where was I going with this? Oh, I was talking to somebody the other night. It's like, oh, you, the Hanukkah, 8 days.
Yeah.
They lit a candle and it lasted for 8 days when they weren't expecting. Do you imagine if that shit lasted like 2 years? Yeah. That's where I would love to be a Jew.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Gifts for 2 years? That's white privilege right there.
How would that? What?
I don't know.
I don't know either. How would that even work?
Every
candle, just 2 years, and then when would you take a break?
Oh, yeah, it doesn't make sense.
At the end of the at the end of the 2 years, you take a break, you take a full year off, and then you start it on the first day of Hanukkah again.
Oh.
And you just get years of gifts.
So for people that don't know, we have a lot of young listeners because we're, I don't know, they just, I don't know. Like in Afghanistan, Iraq. And
we have young listeners.
Yeah, you know,
so they, we probably shouldn't say fuck as much as we do.
Fuck them.
All right.
Well, they see my videos online, like the voiceovers, and then they go listen.
Yeah, and they're like, I'm smarter than this guy.
Yeah.
So then they, he can kind of make it, nice. So I can.
Yeah, so then we go, and we got, I don't know, man. Any given day, we got 1,500 to 2,000 listeners. That's a lot,
damn,
in my opinion.
Dude, you can't even count past like 20, so imagine.
21, 22, 23, 24, 25.
Yeah, see,
you're... Fuck. No, I was going way too. I was going. No, I was going too fast.
Yeah, you're going too fast. You had to think about it.
So yeah. Anyways,
fucking idiot.
So yeah, I don't. You know,
it's funny. Yo, where'd you do your? Did you do any Christmas shopping?
I did Christmas shopping. I went to I went shopping on what the fuck is today? All right, I went shopping a couple days ago, and I went shopping for like 5 hours, and I just wanted to just...
Wait, you actually went somewhere?
Yeah. I went to fucking Kohl's. I went to fucking Walmart, Ross, the mall. Oh, my God.
You know,
bro,
you can just order everything on Amazon.
No, you
It'll
can't.
Get to your house quick,
yeah, but
and you don't have to leave, and it's cheaper.
No, you don't. Christmas shopping is going out and going shopping.
It's it's stupid. We've already progressed past that, and you can save money doing it on Amazon.
No.
You can't. Yeah.
No.
That's where I did all my Christmas shopping.
You didn't go out and go shopping?
No, fuck that's because you're like stupid.
You're who's being the Grinch now?
How am I being the Grinch? I'm still buying presents, you idiot.
You go out, you get a good deal.
You go out, you get a better deal online.
You get way better dealers, or no, you get way better deals when you go out.
No, you don't.
Yes,
100%
you do.
You don't.
Dude, get the. I'm not gonna argue with this. This is insanity bullshit.
You're stupid as fuck.
Amazon. Yeah, what if they don't ship it here on time?
Yeah, that's why you do it in advance. You do it
weeks ago. You have to pay extra money.
No, I have Amazon Prime. I don't pay for shipping.
I don't have Amazon Prime.
Yeah, you can fucking use mine. You have before.
Bullshit. And you know, you get
which
me.
Is my brother's Amazon Prime, but you I know, use dude, it, you and it's mine. That's
get
how
me
it
in
works.
A bad mood. You get me in a fucking pissed off mood, so I got to just really just... I'm better now. Episode 43. I went to the Altamont Mall yesterday, and Mary, my girlfriend, who I have a girlfriend, yes, she doesn't speak, you know, the greatest English. That's why we're, you know, together. She took me to Victoria's Secret, and bro, I was just,
you had a boner?
No. It was just like, there's like the panties in there, and it's just like, oh, dude, it's like girls try that shit on. It's like, what if a girl has like AIDS and she tries on panties and then they are in the store and you buy them? That's why you always wash underwear. I never wash my underwear when I buy them.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, dude.
There's a kid can be shared through the
what
juice.
The juice, not the Jews.
Yeah, that's why I said juice.
Oh, juice.
Your mind's in a Jewy place.
Yeah. It's just like, what if a girl gets fucked like the day before and then she goes, tries on underwear. She's like, yeah, it's good. And then that underwear gets put in stock and it's in fucking Victoria's Secret and then somebody buys it and then they're like, now they're cursing like a fucking... Like a Jew.
What?
I don't know.
That's real dumb. That's real dumb,
sorry.
Jim.
I was going on. Fucking, I was just thinking about
just
it.
Just a tangent. That's not funny. I'm glad you do it here instead of on stage.
I saw... Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
I saw a mannequin. I did see a hot mannequin, though.
Dude, some mannequin...
She had some perky tits, and
dude,
I was like, I'd hit it.
When it's been a while, when you walk through... Sometimes there's a mannequin that's just built right, and you're just like...
I'd fuck that mannequin. Yeah. I'd fuck a mannequin. Dude, you want to know what I heard? I might have said this a long time ago, but there was a report actually that came out that mannequins in malls, they have recording devices in them.
Oh, you told me about this.
So when the customers, they hear the customer talking, they get feedback so that they know what to do. But that's kind of invasion of privacy.
It's not invasion. Yeah, it is. Dude, we're living in America. Everything's invasion of privacy.
That's true.
They do everything they want. The NSA, that's why Edward Snowden's in another country right now. Because he called like the CIA out, and they were like, yeah, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck that shit. Anyways,
you proved that we were breaking the law.
I thought it would be funny if you just go up to a mannequin in the mall and just start talking shit to it.
Yeah.
Talk about like, how like, yeah, I've got...
What's up, baby?
So you get a phone call, and you're like, yeah, I got the kids at the home. They're in the basement. They're tied up.
Yeah. Just shit like, oh, I'm thinking about like sweet talking the mannequin. It's like, hey, babe, you don't have a hole in your face, but I can give you one.
You like that? And just start touching the mannequin
just start
and shit.
Have you ever grabbed a mannequin's boobs?
I've grabbed the mannequin's pussy.
I
swear to God.
Like, I think I have it on camera.
Yeah, you do.
I just want to, like, rub it. Were you Bucky Johnson when you did it?
Oh, yeah, it was. I went out to the mall and a mannequin in the mall, and I just grabbed its pussy. I was like, oh, I feel like Trump, baby.
There you go.
I'll build a wall.
Running for president. You know, yeah. Build a wall, keep you in it.
Yeah. And then, dude, my girlfriend yelled at me.
Yeah, I would yell at you too if I was.
I was coming out
if
of.
If I was someone that was banging you and you're running around a mall grabbing the mannequin vaginas, you know how upset I would be?
I was coming out of Kohl's and I wasn't carrying the bags because she felt like I needed to be the man in the relationship, and she yelled at me in front of another person.
Oh, it was a different reason.
Yeah, it was a different reason.
You yelled at Kohl's?
Yeah, dude. I literally felt embarrassed.
In front of the mannequins?
In front of a lady.
Okay, cool. That'd be upsetting.
Dude, I turn around and I'm just like, babe, don't fucking yell at me. There's a person in front of me. She goes, you need to carry the bags and the man and you're in a relationship. And I'm like, what the fuck are you even saying? And then I could never do that.
What are you even saying? Was it a language barrier?
It was a language barrier. But you couldn't reverse... You couldn't reverse the roles without fucking being people like, I couldn't yell at her in Publix. You know, be like, come get these fucking Cheez-Its. They're not going to make themselves.
Cheez-Its?
Well, I should have picked
the
better.
Who the fuck makes, no one, what do you mean, not going to make themselves? They're already made.
Come pick the spaghetti sauce. It's not going to cook itself, you fucking bitch.
There you go.
And then people would be like, yo, why is he yelling at his girlfriend? He's like, oh, he's in a relationship.
There you go.
Yeah.
Or like, why is he depressed? He's in a relationship.
Yeah, dude. So
you get like self-conscious. There's people around you, like, what are you looking at? And it's a mannequin. There's just no one in there.
Yeah.
What?
Anyways.
Yeah, that's why I do.
CVS Pharmacy, located at 7496 University Boulevard,
God
corner of Goldenrod Road, Jesus Winter Park, Florida. Para Espanol, Marque Siete.
You know, it's fucking CVS, dude.
Hello?
Sorry.
What are you sorry for?
Connect. Fucking operator. Press zero. It'll connect you to someone in the store.
One moment while I transfer you to the pharmacy for assistance.
Oh, thank you.
Pharmacy. Jesus.
You'd like to speak with a staff member, right?
Yes.
One moment while I connect to you.
Thanks. Yep, Indian.
What? Ready or not, what? Here it comes.
Oh my god.
It's the flu.
I'm gonna have to piece this shit together.
Thank you, CVS Pharmacy. Hope peace. I'll be right with you.
What can you do?
That was a live person.
It was.
Get a no-cost flu shot at the pharmacy counter now. Most insurance be right accepted. With us, no appointment needed. No.
Okay, so I'm calling a pharmacy. I'm going to talk about it. I got chlamydia from the kids. I'm Santa Claus.
I'm fucking my elves. Give it a three-way. Those tiny hands make your dick feel huge.
All right, so I'm on hold right now, waiting for the pharmacy at CVS to come back.
Put that phone up to the mic.
Did you know that 80% of women feel worse about themselves after...
Yeah, because they're fucking women.
And two-thirds of women strongly agree that the media has set an unrealistic standard of beauty.
The fuck?
That's why we made a mark to stand for digitally unaltered model imagery.
Ah, fuck off.
Fuck off, women's rights.
No, not women's... Women... What? No.
Just kidding. I'm just
not
kidding.
Not women's rights.
It's a Cup of Jokes podcast. We fucking...
Just stop complaining. Men have a false image, too. You have to look up to. All the action figures I had to have as a kid.
So I got a... It's funny.
Do you have any fat action figures, Joe?
No.
Exactly.
CVS Pharmacy, how can I help you?
Hi, yes. I was wondering if you could get me some medication. Can you get me some medication?
What do you mean, though?
I need something for my my genital area. I'm a mall Santa Claus, and one of my elves sat on me and gave me a green disease, and I need something.
I see.
It's chlamydia. I think I have chlamydia, and I need to get.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I need to get.
Step one, you probably need to see a doctor.
Are you a doctor?
I'm pharmacy doctor.
Okay, if you have doctor in your name, that's all I need.
Tell him it burns.
On the doctor's location, you have to call, look up your doctor, a medical doctor, they can help you on that.
All right, Mrs. Claus, she's a B word, and she gave me crabs, so now I have a really bad itch.
He's a bitch.
So,
sorry about that.
Yes.
Okay, just give him a call, and he can help you soon. Okay?
Can I,
let's drive down there and show him our dicks.
All right.
Thanks.
My dick is huge.
All right, sorry. That didn't go as well as I thought it would.
Yeah, you're dumb. What kind of a prank call was that?
I was trying to go
weak as fuck.
Well, you know what? Let's see you do better.
I can do way better.
Okay. All right.
What the hell? Why are you even doing a voice?
Well, what does Santa Claus sound like?
Ho, ho, just talk. Ho. Just talk like a person.
Ho, ho, ho. I know what Santa wants.
Damn, I've done that a lot. That's my fifth time. Okay.
That is your fifth time.
Well, you know what?
You have nothing to say.
Let's see you fucking bang one out on...
Bang one out on what?
Would you fuck Miss Claus?
100%.
What does she look like? Who are you calling?
She looks like Ross Padgett.
That's true. Speakerphone.
Miss Claus. It is on speaker.
Well, put it to the fucking mic. People can't hear it ringing. It's probably... Who are you calling?
Another pharmacy.
Oh. It might go to the machine.
7-Eleven. Tracy speaking.
Hey, Tracy. Did you say Tracy?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Is that Tracy McGrady?
No, it's not. It's different Tracy. Hi. Yeah, Tracy. Basically, this happened to me before. I interviewed. I'm supposed to start working there tomorrow, and I can't make it in.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a manager in?
At the moment, no. Do you have Devin number?
No, everyone keeps telling me to call Devin. I've called like 5 7-Elevens and no one knows.
Call Devin.
I don't want to call Devin. Fuck that guy. No. I can't come into work.
Tracy sounds like he smokes weed.
My everything I do hurts. When I pee, it burns. And I need someone to talk to, Tracy. Are you gonna help me out with this?
I'm just a sales associate, so if you call the store, you're just gonna speak to a sales associate. So that's why everybody pointed you to Devin.
Well, my problem is, it hurts because I took one of the gas station dick pills, and I've just been hard for 2 days.
Stop playing with me, bro.
It's literally like a rhino's forehead in my pants.
Come over here and get this vagina, Jay.
It fucking hurts. Tracy.
Tracy?
You fucking hung up.
Tracy, my boy, Tracy. What'd you say?
I took one of the gas station dick pills. I've been hard for 2 days.
Yo, you get those shits in the poor, like the ghetto gas stations, too. When do they work?
I was honestly Googling it before.
Were you? That's funny.
Yeah, because an MMA fighter took him and he tested positive for shit, and they took away one of his wins.
Oh, that sucks.
That sucks.
Gas station pills. Oh, let me do these.
Gas station dick pills.
I got my own scratch-off, and Jake got me a scratch-off.
So so go for it. Dude, you're totally going to lose.
Talk to the listeners while we're doing these scratch-offs. Stop fucking.
I'm not. What's, you know what?
What?
I'm going to call another...
Do one more call.
Why?
Tell him
happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
Hey, Merry Christmas, motherfucker. She's called Tracy back.
Tracy.
Hey, Tracy.
We got disconnected.
Tracy, this is Devin.
Yeah,
this is your manager. We've been getting a lot of prank calls lately.
Who's Ed?
Hello, this is Devin. Can I speak to... Is this Tracy?
This is Ed.
Oh, Ed. Yeah, hi. Well, this is Devin. Apparently, there's been a lot of prank calls coming to the stores. I just wanted to give a warning to whoever's the team floor lead right now.
Okay.
Yeah, has anyone called recently that's been saying anything inappropriate
about the
or anything
pills?
Like that?
Yes.
Or has... do you remember exactly what they said?
Hold on, I'll let you talk to Tracy. I'm not sure.
Perfect.
Hold on.
Perfect.
Hello?
Hello, Tracy. Yeah, this is Devin. I've had multiple stores call me and tell me that there's been a lot of prank calls coming in.
Hey, this ain't Devin. I know exactly how Devin sounds. What's up, bro?
What's up, Tracy? How you doing?
what's up, bro? Like, bro, you just bored right now? Talk to
do they sell weed at 7-Eleven? Like, what's up? We really need some. I'm telling you, man, this dick pill has been messing me up.
What'd you say?
I'm telling you, I bought those Rhino pills that you guys have at the front of the store. Those gas station dick pills, man, and I don't even know who I am anymore. He's like, what'd you say?
That's good. That's really
We're
good.
We're gonna be banned from like every 7-Eleven.
We can't call.
Oh no, I can't get Slurpees.
Fucking fat cakes. Or nope, no such thing as fat cakes. All right, dude. That's fucking man. Can't believe
Christmas. Fucking man. Yeah, fucking man.
Christmas is. I didn't win your stupid fucking scratch up. You got me.
What about your one?
No, I didn't win that one either.
You lost.
Piece of fucking shit.
You know, that's a five. That's funny. $5 well spent on my part.
Yeah.
That was the best $5 I have ever spent.
Hope you get AIDS from that fucking sandwich I got
you. How are we gonna get AIDS? Would you like rub your dick on it or something?
Yep.
What?